We are still on board and we're Christmas.
Do you see your family very often?
Only 3 months, something like
that. So 3 months you see them out of 12?
After 12.
Well, we've now reached the crew mess and I'm joined by the bosun. And what's it like at Christmas when you're on board ship?
Actually, we are spend our Christmas at sea.
Do you do anything special at Christmas on board ship?
We are really unhappy because we are really too far from our family. So in Philippines, Christmas time is really a big family bonding. In the Philippines, in Christmas time, our whole family will go to the church.
Do you something together as a crew on Christmas Day?
Yeah, sometimes we have a mass on board the ship if they are available, the chaplain.
Is that important for you to have a chaplain come on board?
Yeah, sure. That's very important for us. They are the one who help us to our journey or to our travels.
And I notice around the room we're sitting here, there's several posters. There's one that says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son." Religion is important to the crew?
Yes, sir, very important, sir.
And when you're out at sea, do people pray to God?
Yes, sir, sure. We almost pray to the God to our ship.
Well, I've now moved to the galley and I'm with the cook. And what's your name?
Abner Bantay.
And where are you from?
From Philippines, Manila.
Where do you get your food from?
In Rotterdam, United States, and also in Australia.
What sort of food do you do on Christmas Day?
Well, during Christmas days, we are also preparing some roast turkey as usual for the European. And also for Filipino, we have also some cakes and also preparing some shrimp. It depends on the captain. We also prepare some suckling pig. That's what Filipino likes it. Right now we are cooking ram steak. And for the European, I'm cooking the standard steak. And the soup is mushroom soup.
Well, here in the crew mess, Wojciech, people have come to see you. You've left them with woolly hats. And these are made by?
We've got a team of ladies and perhaps even gentlemen. During the course of the year, they do some knitting. It's from them that they support our job. They bring them during the year and bring them as it is now on board a vessel.
And I notice you've also been very popular in giving away or selling some cards. So these are for phones?
Oh, yes. These are SIM cards and recharge cards for making a connection with their homes. They are designed and made for seafarers only, and they can be get only from Seafarers Center or from the chaplain directly. For $10 card, they will have 40 minutes to talk, for example, to the Philippines from Europe. Around Christmas time, they will take far more cards than during the year.
You're also leaving them with a hymn book?
Yes, one of them actually asked me if I can bring the hymn and praying books, so I've got that with me here.
You've got a large bag here full of wrapped Christmas presents.
Santa Claus on board, and I've got a whole sack of parcels for the whole of the crew.
Yes. That's one for you.
For me?
And that's for one for bosun.
Thank you very much.
And some other ones we've got for the rest of the crew. I've got 20 parcels here. Yep.
Okay, thank you very much for the presents.